Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Tazria, we hear about all sorts of tzara'as. It's a disease that afflicts the body and clothing and even one's home. It's, of course, a spiritual disease, a spiritual divine punishment. And the Torah lists many details as to what makes tzara'as tameh, what physical characteristics that identify this blemish as tzara'as. But one of the recurring details about tzara'as of the body is the color white. Again and again, the Torah identifies impure tzara'as on the skin as being white. Take a look throughout Perek Yud Gimel, for example. Again and again, we hear that the color white is a common denominator when it comes to tzara'as of the skin. If it's white, it's tameh. And the question is why? Throughout the Torah and throughout Chazal, the color white represents purity. Take a look, for example, in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. Hashem says, if they're red, they will be purified as white as the snow. And if your sins are as strong as crimson, they'll be as white as wool. Or another example, the Gemara Maseches Yoma Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph tells of a red strip that would hang on the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. And when the sins of Bnei Yisrael were forgiven, that red strip would turn white. So if white is a symbol of purity, why would white tzara'as be a symbol of impurity? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. As many of us know, the Gemara in Maseches Erchin Daf Tes Zayin gives seven sins that bring tzara'as. However, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah in the beginning of Parashas Metzora tells us that the primary reason that tzara'as comes is because of the sin of speaking Lashon Hara. And very often when someone speaks Lashon Hara, they give many explanations, great excuses as to why they're speaking Lashon Hara. I'm just trying to help you. It's important you know the truth. Again and again. Of course, there are indeed times when we must say negative things about someone else, and there are detailed halachos about when to do that. But so often, people just spew negative gossip and rumors for no justified reasons whatsoever. But they know they need to cloak their Lashon Hara in righteousness. It's not enough that they're not doing the wrong thing. They have to show that they're doing the right thing. They are tzaddikim. And perhaps the Torah is telling us in our parsha, not everyone who appears to be a tzaddik is indeed a tzaddik. White doesn't always mean pure. White doesn't always mean free from sin. Sometimes, someone or something that appears pure and good and holy is indeed evil. In fact, there have been times, and we've seen this in our lifetime, Rachman al-Itzlan, there have been people who have used their power and so-called righteousness to take advantage, chas v'shalom, and abuse people who are weaker than they are. And when those abusers are supposedly holy and supposedly holy people, and of course I'm saying those words in quotes, those people often hide behind their supposed holiness, and they tell those that they are abusing, I'm holy, I'm a tzaddik. So what I'm doing must be okay. And not only that, they sometimes hide behind false halachos of Lashon Hara. You can't tell anyone because it would be Lashon Hara. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Abuse is abuse, plain and simple. The Torah encourages us to look critically at things or people who appear holy, but who may in fact be not be. This idea may answer another question that many Mefarshim ask about tzara'as. In Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Tes, the Torah discusses certain tzara'as that appears dull, as dull white spots, and is, as in all the halachos of tzara'as, a kohen must look at it to see if it is the size and color of tzara'as, or if it's just a rash. And the Torah says, if those spots are indeed dull, if they're dull and white, that is a bohak, and the Torah declares that it's not tzara'as. But if the bohak is not tameh, why would we have to show this to a kohen? Why do we need a kohen to declare it tahor? I can see that we need a kohen to declare it tameh, but why do we need it, if it's not tameh, why do I need a kohen to tell me that it's not tameh? So in a previous FMT, I discussed Rav Moshe Feinstein's answer to that question. If you'd like to hear that answer, I'd be happy to send it to you. Please send me a WhatsApp. However, based on what we're saying here, perhaps we can suggest the following. When I see someone or something that appears white, that appears holy, that appears pure, I need to call in a Kohen. That is, I need to consult with my Rebbeim, my teachers, and with other people that I trust, people who I know have my best interests in mind, people who will tell me honestly and guide me properly so I don't get caught up, chas v'shalom, in a person or activity which may appear holy, but is in fact unholy. And those who appear white and pure are often just like the blemish of tzara'as and the sins that bring tzara'as, impure and evil. May Hashem bless us to see white as purity, and chas v'shalom, if someone's acting white and they shouldn't be white, so to speak, in fact, we should be blessed to see the truth behind the evil that they are indeed. Have a wonderful day, everyone.